To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for our program today. It is just a wonderful blessing to be able to preach the Word of God here on this radio program. And a couple of weeks ago, we had at our church Radio Sunday, and we focused our attention on our radio ministry and our investment and our opportunity. And I just think it's a wonderful blessing to be able to fill the airwaves with the Word of God. The Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and the devil is busy filling the minds of people with lies and with deception. We want people to know the truth, and that's why we open the Bible, and that's why we preach the Word of God week after week after week. And we're glad that you tuned in to our program here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Now, here's the truth we want to give to you today, is because you may be thinking, well, you know, the reality is that there are so many problems in our world. There are so many issues. There are so many troubled people. How can I possibly make a difference? Well, the Bible says if you have compassion, you're going to make a difference. And so when we look at the conditions of people, when we look at the work of the devil, the deception, the lies, trying to get people, leading people to hell, then as a Christian, as a born-again believer, we want to have compassion on the unstable. We want to have compassion on the unresponsive. We want to have compassion on the unconcerned. We want them to know that Jesus loves them, that Jesus died for them, and that they can have eternal life. You know, we love the Lord. He saved us. He's given us an eternal home in heaven. And because of our love for Christ, we are to go out into all the world and preach the gospel and have compassion, making a difference. We're going to continue our message on making a difference as we consider our radio program. We would love for you to be a part of it. You can give to us a one-time gift or a monthly gift, and that will help to keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air. We're going to listen to My Jesus, I Love Thee, and then we're going to move into our message this morning.
Thank you. Jesus had compassion on the multitude because they were leading their life without a shepherd. They were unaware of eternal destruction. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion and we are to pull them from the fire. We are to have compassion and help them to see that destruction is imminent. And so we are to have compassion on those who are unaware. We are to have compassion on those who are unstable. But think about this, we're to have compassion on those who are unresponsive. You know, I wish every person that I gave the gospel, I wish every person that I gave a gospel tract to would get saved. But that's not the case. The Bible teaches us that narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. And yet the Bible says we're to have compassion. Those in our life that we talk to about the Lord, their attitude is really just to fight and to argue or to fuss. And maybe you are witness of that. And there are people you've prayed for and people you've talked about and talked to about the Lord, and you want them to get saved, and your heart is for them to get saved, and yet they argue with you and they fight with you and they fuss with you. You say, Pastor Burns, what's the answer? And if some have compassion making a difference, I say have compassion. You know, Jesus faced that. Peter faced that. Paul faced that. Reality will face that in our life. The answer is having compassion. This is the interpretation. Some people's lives, listen, we can make a difference, but we need to have compassion. We need to have compassion. Why do you have a radio program? And if some have compassion making a difference, because our world, listen, our region today is filled with unstable people. There are people who are unresponsive. There are people who are unaware. And so what do? We preach the word of God. We give them the word of God. Not only do I notice in this scripture an interpretation, but also I see an illustration. I see an illustration. The Bible says here in our text, and if some have compassion, and if some have compassion making a difference. Now, how is this illustrated? Well, I think we're smart enough to understand the interpretation of this passage of scripture. We're to have compassion. And if some have compassion, making a difference. We cannot make a difference without compassion. That's the interpretation. We cannot make a difference without compassion. And so the Bible says here, as we illustrate this truth, we must have compassion. We must have compassion. Months ago, I read an article about a boy whose father was the leader of a Hamas organization. But from the love of Christians that he had witnessed in his life, being introduced to the truth, where the Bible says love your enemies, and the truth of the word of God and the witness of various Christian, among the torture and the abuse and the hate, he had turned from the religion that he was previously a part of, and he turned and he became a Christian. And he stated in that article, the reason why he came to Jesus was because of the compassion that he saw in the lives of Christians. And if some have compassion, making a difference. And as I look at the book of Jude, I think of in the midst of error, In the midst of hurt, in the midst of harm, in the midst of people who may be indifferent and apathetic to the truth, the Bible says, in the illustrated truth here, we're to have compassion. We're to be compassionate, and we are to reach out. You know, the reality is false teachers, they seek out disgruntled people. And they look for disgruntled people, and there they, the Bible says in verse 16, murmurers and complainers walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. The reality is false teachers come and they use people. They want to use people for their advantage. And that's what religion is all about, by the way, using people for their advantage. And we could preach a whole message about that, but we don't have time. But the reality is, as Christians in Christ, what are we supposed to do? We're to have compassion. We're to love people. We're to preach the truth, and so we're to have compassion, but also I think of the scripture, we're to have concern. We're to have concern, and if some have compassion making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I think the illustration is clear. Here is a man who sees a brand. He sees someone that's in trouble, and they're unaware of the trouble. They don't even know that destruction is nearby. And yet that person at the brink of destruction, they reach out and they pull them from the fire, just like John Wesley when he was a boy. And the Bible says that we are to have concern for people who are lost and undone. You know, when I think of the illustration of the man who is pulling someone from the fire, they're not just watching. They're not just standing by, but they're getting involved. The Bible says there's concern there. They're pulling them from the fire. You know, I think that we've turned Christianity into a spectator event. You know, where we kind of just find a pew and make ourselves comfortable and we just kind of watch what's going to happen. And yet that's not what the Bible teaches us. Of some have compassion making a difference. We need to have compassion. We need to have concern. Major League Baseball said that they're looking for the perfect player. Now, everyone at home watching on television, they're the perfect player, right? I mean, they know all the moves. They know what should be done. I mean, when you're watching from the fans, when you're watching from the seats and you watch a hockey game, I mean, you have all the answers. Why not hire me? I can solve the problems, right? They say Major League Baseball said they're looking for the perfect player. Someone suggests there is such a player, but we can't get him to put down the hot dog and come down from the grandstand and come and play. And that's kind of what the church is all about today. I mean, we've turned it into a spectator sport. We kind of stand by and we're indifferent. We stand by and we criticize what other people are trying to do and other people trying to get involved. And yet we don't want to get busy ourselves. The Bible says, no, wait a minute. You're not going to make a difference by being indifferent. You're not going to make a difference by being apathetic. You're not going to make a difference by just getting comfortable. No, the reality is that we're going to have compassion and we're going to have concern and we're going to get out there and we're going to pull them from the fire. In other words, we're going to show some initiative here. We're going to do something. When I started the radio program in 2013, I sat at my desk and was praying what else we could do for the Waterloo region to get the gospel out. And I was looking through my old files, and there was a piece of paper from Pastor Stone, the founder of Kitchener Baptist Church, and he had a list of different things that God was laying upon his heart that he would love to see at Kitchener Baptist Church. And he had a bus ministry written down, which we were already involved in investing in a bus ministry. And one of those things was a radio program. And I looked at that and I prayed to the Lord and I started to move forward with that and seeing if the Lord was in that. And things kind of just worked together. You say, Pastor Burns, why do you have a radio ministry? Because we can't just sit and watch people go to hell. We have to do more. And so if we're going to have and make a difference, then we are going to have compassion. We're going to have concern. And God help us, after 35 years at Kitchener Baptist Church, not just to be a church that's comfortable to find their seat in church and just watch, but to get involved and to be a part of the work of God. I see there's a concern, but also there's caution. Look what the Bible says here. And some save with fear. No, notice that expression. And others save with fear. In other words, many rescued people have perished. Many rescuers have perished because the one they intended to save had pulled them under. And a couple of years ago, actually, I remember hearing the story of a missionary who ran out to rescue people that were drowning and they had pulled them under. And so the Bible says we are to move with fear. In other words, we are to be cautious. We are to be cautious as we move forward for the Lord. We are to be cautious. And many Christians started out with good intentions, but now they're standing on the sidelines this morning. And so we are to have compassion, but we are to be cautious. And so I think there's an interpretation, there's an illustration, And lastly, and we'll be done, there's involvement. There's involvement. And others. Look at that word there, others. Verse 23. Does that talk about you and others? Is that illustrating your life? Someone said this, what kind of church would our church be if all of its members were just like me? And others. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Let me ask you this question. When you left to come to church this morning, did you have the thought that you were really excited for the invitation because you were ready to get involved in what God was doing in your life? Because it's never a question of God showing up because God is here this morning. But it's about you responding to God's working in your life. Did you have the attitude, I'm excited about the invitation because I'm going to respond this morning. I'm going to allow God to do a work in my life. I hope someone gets involved. We're talking about involvement. We're talking about our place in the work of God. And I believe the scripture is so clear in this passage of scripture. There's the interpretation, there's the illustration, but there's a call for involvement and others saved with fear. God help us to be the others that gets involved and does something about the lost and the dying in our world today. You know, I think for the Christian, I think we have been saved for so long that we have forgotten of what it's like to be lost. We've forgotten of how it feels to be unaware, to be unstable, and to be unresponsive. And so the Bible says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And compassion is not just feeling sorry, but compassion is getting involved in the work of God. The hymn writer said, though they slighted him, still he is waiting, waiting the penny and child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus who died upon the cruel tree? To think of his great sacrifice at Calvary, I know my Lord expects the best from me. How many are the lost that I have lifted? How many are the chains I've helped to free? I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when he has done so much for me? And the Bible says, in the midst of error, in the midst of apostasy, oh, wait a minute, there's this light that's shining, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And so in sports lingo, the ball is in your court. Will you be the others and make a difference for Christ? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are challenged by your word. And Lord, I understand that we're looking at a deep text. Lord, there's so much theological truth here for our lives, but yet in the midst of it, there's just a simple appeal to us to have compassion. And Lord, I pray that you would help me as the pastor of this church to be compassionate. Help us, Lord, to make a difference. And Lord, I know that there are people in our family who are unsaved. Well, there are people in my family that are unaware. They're living their life. They think that they have eternal life, but they are unstable. They are unaware. And some are unresponsive. And Lord, it's easy for me to get frustrated. It's easy for me just to have a seat. But Lord, help me to have compassion. Lord, help us all to make a difference.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
There are so many people in our world today that are unstable. They waver in their faith. And the Bible teaches us in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In fact, he's illustrated as really like a wave that rises and falls and emotionally charged. In other words, how they feel dictates what they believe. And this is not found in the Bible. In fact, the Word of God is very clear that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And even the Bible says in 1 John that if our heart condemn us, then God is greater than our heart. So truth is truth, and truth is lifted high. It's above a church denomination. Truth is above a creed. Church is about more than about how we feel. But truth is to be what we dictate, how we dictate our life and how we live our life. And so the truth of the Word of God is imperative, and knowing the truth and standing on the truth is imperative to our life each and every day. And so this is why we have the Bible in our hands. A lot of people take the Bible and they use it kind of just as a textbook, and they know the Bible in and out. Listen, here's the reality. You know, you can read a book on math, and you can be a great mathematician. You can read a book on science, and you can be a scientist. You can read a book on swimming and drown, because there's some things you just have to do. And the same is true with the Bible. The Word of God is not something that we just study and know about, because you can study the Bible, and you can know the Bible from cover to cover, and you can be a great theologian. But you cannot be a good Christian unless you take the Bible and live it. And that is how we become stable in our life. Because God doesn't want us to live our life as a question mark. God wants us to live our life as an exclamation point. He wants us to have confidence. And this is why over and over and over again in the Bible, you read about that expression, you know, being confident of this very thing. God wants us to be confident. God wants us to have hope. God wants us to have assurance of our salvation. And this happens when we take the Bible and we grow and we learn. And this is never going to happen if you're a part of a church that doesn't preach the Bible. I think this is just a terrible thing in our society today, where churches have left, thus saith the Lord. And instead of preaching the Bible, they've replaced it with drama. They replaced it with music. They replaced it with all these different things. And really the only thing that can give us stability in our life is the preaching of the Word of God. That's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy, preach the Word and be instant in season and out of season. Preach the Bible when it's popular and when it's not popular, because the Bible is able to reprove us, rebuke us, and exhort us. And this is how we become stable in our Christian life. And this is our timeless truth for today. God's purpose is for you to become a stable Christian. I don't know if you've ever seen, maybe in the movies or on a picture, the old West. And one of the things, the objects that you see in the old West is a tumbleweed. And, you know, it kind of just blows in the wind. Wherever the wind blows, the tumbleweed will roll across the screen or roll across the scene. And that's how a lot of Christians live their life. They're like that tumbleweed Christian. God doesn't want us to live our life like that. He wants us to be stable. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to have assurance. And our church, Kitcher Baptist Church, we major on the Bible. I mean, the Word of God is priority. And we sing some songs and we we take some time and pray, and then we take a half hour every single service and we preach and we teach, thus saith the Lord. And so I want to encourage you to come and visit us at Kitchener Baptist Church. In fact, we're meeting together this morning at 10:30. I hope that you'll join us and be a part of our morning service. God wants us to be a stable Christian, and that is our timeless truth for today.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
To know for sure that you are on your way to heaven, please visit us online at life.kitchenerbaptist.org. That's life.kitchenerbaptist.org.